Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, today is the first Sunday of Advent, year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 122. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 to 14. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 37 to 44. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is Advent, our past, today's and future hope. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, year A. This new liturgical season reminds us that we are within the prophetic hour. Hence, the days of our salvation are nearer than when we first believed. And so, St. Paul in today's second reading says, we must wake up now. And in today's gospel, our Lord Jesus says, we must stop the parties and prepare for the entry of the Son of Man. Thus, we must end the season of procrastination, for the Lord comes when he comes at an hour we do not know. However, if we are still wondering whether the Lord will come or not, then we must remember that our Lord Messiah entered our world at some time in the past to redeem us, which we commemorate at Christmas. And before he returned to his Father, he announced the comings of the Advocate and the Son of Man in his glory. And we can testify, my brother, my sister, that the Holy Spirit has rekindled in us the fire of God's love and helps us to feel God's presence in prayer. And when we read his word, celebrate his sacraments, interact with our neighbors, and when we encounter death. However, we must not be afraid, because Advent reminds us that the night of death will pass and the daylight of salvation will overshadow those who endure in hope. The purple color of Advent is a symbolic reminder of our identity, that we belong to the tribes of the Lord, invited to dine on the mountain of the Lord. Yes, we have been invited to celebrate with the Lord, to rejoice with the Lord. And so, my brother, my sister, now is the time to embrace God's given mercy and love. Now is the time to relearn the Lord's way of life and how to be that light of hope in our families, that light of hope in our countries, that light of new life in our communities. Thus, St. Paul encourages us in Romans chapter 13 from verse 13 following, to live decently as people do in daytime, no drunken urges, no promiscuity or licentiousness, and no wrangling or jealousy. Let your armor be the Lord Jesus Christ, he says. And so, my brother, my sister, Advent is the time to focus on the important things for wellness in this world and in the world to come. May the Lord bless us as we prepare for his coming. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, help us.